This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A sheikh once told me, and this is very, very deep what he said. He said, access is not power. The establishment is always going to want to try to recruit token Muslims to support their causes. Now, that might mean that sometimes they actually completely fabricate it. And, you know, we've seen the phenomenon of fake Muslims, or especially fake ex-Muslims, right? How many times have we seen a fake ex-Muslim? We ask them how many rakat in Surah Al-Fatiha, and they say three or something like that, and they're exposed, right? We have to understand the larger paradigm in which this sort of behavior happens, right? The establishment tries to recruit and conscript token Muslims as almost like a psyop against us, right? To get us to renounce our faith, or to have doubts in our faith, or to think that something's wrong with us. Now, that's just one of the ways in which it happens. The other way is with the recruitment of people that are close to the establishment, that are actual Muslims, that are actual people of faith. They probably pray, they probably, you know, fast Ramadan, and they probably are convinced or deluded in thinking that they're doing da'wah, right? And so they cozy up to power, and they're given, you know, some kickbacks, or they're given access. But as a sheikh once told me, and this is very, very deep what he said, access is not power. He said, a lot of people in the Muslim space are confusing two things. Access is not the same thing as power. They'll give you access all day. They'll give you platforms all day, but that doesn't mean they're giving you power, right? Just because you're in front of the cameras. And look at the people who have gone, you know, who are at the White House iftars, and are at the national level, the congressional level, and stuff like this. Where are they at? Where is their Islam at, right? Like, what happened to it? What are they doing on Palestine right now? The tune changes really quick, right? You start realizing that you're dancing to their tune. You're not dancing to the figuratively speaking, like we're saying that they're not accountable to Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're now accountable to their fundraisers, or the people who gave them that access in the first place. So we have to realize that the establishment has been doing this. Like, this is an old trick. This is an old playbook. And Muslims have to be smart. And more than that, they have to be disciplined. You have to be principled. You have to be intentional, right? Be ready to refuse access. Be ready to refuse a platform. Be ready to refuse an interview. Don't think that you got this big name. Oh, the New York Times contacted me. This organization contacted me and they invited me. Now the shaitan's going to give you all these sort of justifications for why you're going to do it. Well, I can do da'wah. Well, I can do this. Well, I can do that. That's not to say that you can't do da'wah in those spaces. There is a time and a situation in which, yes, you can actually, some of those invites, you can actually do da'wah in those spaces. But most of the time, and a lot of the time, they're doing da'wah to you. You're not doing da'wah to them. They're trying to conscript you and to draft you into their token Muslim figure, who's going to peddle their agenda and going to weaken the position of Islam and the Muslims. So everybody has to be disciplined and principled and be ready for that.